22. Oil at Baba Gurga, Iraq. Henry Longhurst. The well was down to 1,500 feet and had already presented some hopeful signs. Small showings of oil had already been detected in the mudstream, and the rock sample last taken had been found to consist of limestone with live oil coming from it. As a result of this, they had taken the safety precaution of changing over from rotary to percussion drilling. As soon as they began their shift, Winger and his crew removed most of the mud left in the casing, at the same time keeping 500 feet of it at the bottom of the hole as a precaution against any upward rush of gas and oil. Then they put in their drilling tools. The stillness of the night was broken only by the hiss of the boilers and the familiar slow puff, 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 puff of the steam engine, which sounds like a heavy train going up a hill. Suddenly, the bit, pounding away at the bottom of the hole, cracked through into the oil reservoir. At the exact moment, unaware of what was going on 1,500 feet below, the driller decided to pull out the bit and clean the hole of cuttings. He'd raised the tools to within 20 feet of the derrick floor when a piercing hiss drowned the noise of the engine. Gas and oil, released from the tremendous pressure in the limestone, were rushing up the hole. This was one of those moments when no one stops to ask questions. Winger ran to the boiler and began to extinguish the fire. Another man, Syed Nur Ali, who was 50 yards from the rig when he heard the gas, immediately ran to the generator and turned off the electric current. As they were doing this, a fountain of oil gushed up through the floor and high over the top of the derrick into the darkness. It was heard rather than seen, for nobody dared light a lamp. Daylight broke on a huge black cloud of gas and oil vapour, and a stream of oil flowing down the wadi leading away from the well. The first task, since power was needed to get the well under control, was to fix up a boiler in a safe place out of range of gas, and to organise the laying of steam and water pipelines. At 2 o'clock in the afternoon, however, before this could be done, the pressure became so great that the heavy drilling apparatus was blown sky-high out of the hole with a tremendous roar. With nothing now left to restrain it, the oil gushed freely from the well and rained like a black thunder shower onto the ground that was already ankle-deep in it. A few hours later, when darkness fell, all operations came to a standstill. With no lighting, there was nothing to be done except wait until dawn the following morning. In the meantime, messages had been flashed to all the field locations, to Baghdad and to the company's headquarters in London, with urgent requests for men and materials, so that by the next morning, a small army of men was steadily approaching Baba Gurga from all sides. Some of them, who travelled from the south, reported that oil vapour had misted the windscreens of their cars 10 miles from the well. Among the first on the scene was H.C.H. Bull, then general manager in Iraq. 12 miles from Kirkup, he recalled, we saw what we first thought to be a clump of trees against the background of hills, but we soon realised that the black mark was Baba Gurga oil spraying up into the air above the derrick. A roaring column of dark brown oil was shooting up through the steelwork. As the wind increased, it flattened out and drifted off in a fine spray, accompanied by a thick cloud of gas. On one side the air was clear, and hurrying figures could be seen running to and fro from the well to the machine shop. All around, the hills were black with oil, and some were hidden by gas and drifting oil spray.